Welcome to Real Estate and You on Cool 100. I'm your host, Scott Allison. And let me tell you this, and you know, the first thing, if you call Scott Allison Real Estate, any of our agents are going to say, we need to get you pre-qualified and we need to take you to a local lender. If you say .com, and I may be on the edge saying this, getting myself in trouble, but I'm going to say it because I've had nothing but trouble because they don't do right. They charge the people too much if they do get a loan. And you know, as you know this, but right. Half to, or more than 90% of the time, they don't get the loan.
Right.
But here's what you have to be. When you go and you sit down in Valerie's office, be very, very honest.
Oh yeah, because I'm with you.
She's on your team.
Do not believe that, you know, they think that they kind of can't tell us things. You got to just spill your guts at our desk. I mean, tell us everything, and then we're going to help you get it where it needs to be. Or we're going to tell you. I mean, I had someone yesterday come in. It's going to take them 6 months, a minimum of 6 months to get where they need to be. Don't go buy a house. That's another problem. That's where frogs come from, is I say, you're not where you need to be, but you need to do this, and you go write a contract while you're doing this, and then this doesn't help as much as we needed it to. Disaster.
Yeah. And then after Valerie says you're qualified, don't go buy a new car, new furniture before closing, because guess what they do right before closing?
Yeah, we'll run you another credit check. I had someone that bought him a new BMW the other day in between loan app and closing.
Was it red?
I have no idea. Luckily, they did qualify. That was okay. We did make it work. But so many people, it would never work. Don't go buy furniture. Don't go do anything that would disrupt. Because if you're clean, we're going to get you done in 30 days normally. Wait 30 days before you go do anything.
Yeah, don't put yourself in a bad situation.
Exactly.
But the reason I said the honesty deal in our property management, and I've seen this more this last year than I've ever seen in the 30 years, is I said they're going to run your credit because Gail in our office runs their credit.
Right.
I said, if you have a problem, tell me, because there's a fee to do it. You know, don't pay it. Just tell me. No, I think it's okay. Well, like you said, they had a bankruptcy last year.
Right.
You know you had a bankruptcy last year. You know you haven't paid your bills.
Right. You know, and if you don't know what if you don't know what your credit's like and you're trying to buy a house, run your credit first. Okay? Get in and let us run your credit first. I mean, all the lenders, we're all going to treat you with respect. Don't think we're going to condemn you because you've got bad credit. Trust me, I will bet you I've seen worse credit than you've got, no matter who you are.
Well, and I still say this. I know you tell me this. Maybe I'm wrong on this, but I know in property management we don't do this. Because somebody has a medical situation, which me and he both have been dealing with our families right. more than we want to lately.
Right.
I can't hold that against people because
we do.
See, and we don't because it, you know, to me, there's a difference. If you're sick and you can't help it, and you're
exactly.
in the hospital.
Yeah, that is true. The only ones medical.
The
used
mean
to,
bank does yeah, not the nice realtor.
Yeah, medical used to not be included at all. Okay, not even in a credit score. It does. That can bring down your credit. Mainly if you have very little credit and you have 15 medical collections, your credit could be poor because of it. And then you're going to have to work on getting it improved. So, yes, we do. But, if we can use common sense on it, we will. If you've got excellent credit and you got 5 medical collections, it's not going to hurt you. But if you've got poor credit, you got 5 medical collections, it could make it not work.
Well, and I say, you had a medical, but you also got your pickup foreclosed.
Exactly.
On it. That you could help.
That's more common than just regular medical. Most of the time, it's got utilities and cell phone bills and cell phone bills. We were talking about this Sunday at lunch. If you have a cell phone bill and you want to change people because you don't like your cell phone people, don't just go get it cut off and let them put you on a collection for $700. Go pay them $350 and buy out your contract. I mean, that makes absolutely no sense.
Really?
Yeah. Most of your cell phone places will let you buy out of your contract for about $350.
I mean, you see a lot of that is why I'm asking that.
Oh, my gosh. We see it all the time. And it's not little bills like not that $350 is a little bill, but it's not like it's a $200 bill. It's $700 and $800, and it's huge, or they wouldn't have probably changed cell companies. So go buy out your contract before you let people put it on your credit. You know?
Let's talk about, okay, we've come to you for our loan app. Everything looked good. Then we go write our contract.
Yes.
We get the house we love. Everything's perfect. You order the appraisal. We're waiting on the appraisal to come back. And also the survey, if the sellers didn't have a survey.
Right.
And usually, remember this, let's think about the process. Most people have an option period.
Yes. Because
they do their inspections. Well, Valerie's not going to order the appraisal or the survey until you're out of option period for sure.
Right, because otherwise we eat it if you get out. Then we have to pay for it.
So let's just say in our deal, we're going to say 30-day closing. Well, the first 10 days were eat up right. with option period. So now we're down to 20 days. Well, realistically, you just said it's 30 days to get right. all the stuff done.
So it takes 10 days to get an appraisal, and that gives me 10 days.
At least.
Yeah, at least. So then it takes me 10 days to get the appraisal, send your loan for approval, get your approval, work your conditions, order your docs. Now, you wonder why I'm getting the papers there immediately. That is just sometimes it just doesn't happen.
Well, and if you read the contracts, mm-hmm. I'm going to say that every contract in San Angelo is probably null and void in some instances because of the title stuff. It's not realistic. It's not real life.
Right.
You know, like when do we usually get our closing statements, our HUD statements?
If we can get it to you 24 hours in advance, you should be a happy, happy person.
But in real
life.
But
a lot of times you don't. A lot of times you'll get them just like that morning when you're closing or before you get to closing.
Because it's set up that way. Everything waits to the very end because nobody wants to eat the money.
Right.
Now, I'm thinking if you probably went to Valerie's office and you said, I know I'm in option period, go ahead and order everything. And here's a check for it if it falls through.
Right.
You probably would. I haven't seen anybody do that yet.
No, nobody wants to write checks to us.
So I haven't seen that either. Yeah. So realistically, I think it's more like 40 days.
Yeah. Well, if people actually would give us 45 days, that would be awesome. You know, mainly if you get into your government loans, okay? Because if you've got a problem that comes up on your certificate of eligibility, for instance, like if you had a previous VA loan, VA is themselves 10 days behind to 15 days behind themselves. So if we have a problem with that, then, you know, you're 15 days and 15 days and 15 days. I've got one of those going on right now. Yeah, that's not fun.
Okay, so we go through the process. And when you say conditions, that means the underwriter, kind of explain the underwriter
situation. Always going to have a condition, okay? I've never submitted a loan ever.
Without, that's a lot of loans, folks.
Ever without a condition. And a condition could be such as we have to prove your earnest money, that it did go through. Because a lot of times when I submit your loan, your earnest money has not gone through or your option money hasn't gone through. Also, don't use a money order. Don't use a cashier's check for your earnest money and your option money. I can't verify that. And then I'm going to have to get it refunded back to you because I have to be able to verify it. That's a big old thing.
Big old thing.
And I can't tell you how many people we have to do that on, 50% of the people. Things like that, letters about this, letters about that. I mean, there's just all sorts of things that can pop up. I had one the other day that had 15 conditions. And you would say, my God, you did such a great job submitting the loan. That's not the case. It was a hard loan. And so the underwriter, because she's reviewed, comes back and says, cover my rear end if I do this loan, and you get me blah, 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 blah. So therefore, we have to do it.
Okay, so now we've got the conditions. Mm-hmm. So then you call your docs, which means your warranty deed, your note deed of trust, blah, 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 all that. Then you order those from an attorney.
Correct.
And that takes...
And when we order, we have to go through compliance first in our way.
Okay. I'm sorry, just for... See the reason I wanted to talk about this for a second? Because people don't understand how many things... It's like Shirley Tyler used to have the deal where they were rowing the boat on your market sit and all the oars go every which way.
Right.
Because it is. Everything has to fall in place and it has to be...
Exactly.
This one has to happen before that one. This one has to happen before that one. Okay, now keep going.
Yeah. Okay, so we got your approval.
Yay!
Got your conditions. Turned in your conditions. Got an okay on your conditions. I then order the docs. We basically go through, Premier is my company, and I order them through Premier. Then you go to compliance. And compliance is to make sure that I've done all my job right, okay? Is that I haven't forgot something, that I've disclosed, that I've done everything I was supposed to do. So I get that done. Then it goes to the attorney. The attorney then prepares the papers, which normally takes, you know, a day.
Or two.
It depends on how busy they are as to how long it takes. And then they get the doc straight to the title company by email. Okay. I get notification. The title company gets it. Then the title company has to work it up and do the HUD, go back through the mortgage company and get it okayed. I do stay involved in that whole thing. Okay. So that as soon as I get the numbers, then I'll let you know what the numbers are. And the realtors know what the numbers are before closing. So there's just a lot of people that are involved in a lot of steps. And if we have one problem on one step, such as a zip code, such as a name, one says it's initial, one says it's not an initial. I mean, those kind of silly things can delay us into getting the docs out because they have to be done exactly like we are supposed to.
And let's back up just one step. After you get them approved, when you order the docs, you also order the stuff for the title company to start work on to make sure the title's okay.
No, we do that at application. Okay, right after application, we'll order the title work because that's when you've taken the contract to the title company. But, so we'll do that at the beginning. But again, I hate to say this, but as busy as everybody is, the ones that are closing 45 days from now are not as important to the attorneys as the ones closing tomorrow and today. So there can be payoff. Like I've got one that's at an attorney office right now and the seller couldn't get all the payoffs done. It's taken a week to get all the payoffs.
And we'll have Nathan here later talking about the title work, but I'm going to say one thing on their defense, which is what you're saying. I know last month Guarantee closed 87 loans.
Right.
okay, there's 25 days, you know, not Saturday and Sunday. They don't work on Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
So the attorney has to, you can do the math and you can see why. It's not, they don't care.
No.
It doesn't work that way. The squeakiest wheel gets
pulled. Yeah, you have to have priorities. There has to be priorities. And because people will say, well, why didn't you look at that? Well, you know, it's not that it wasn't looked at. It's just that the priority was the one before you that closed before you. So it's just, I think everybody does the best that they can do by people. And probably 50% of them go through perfectly without problems, like little Jeremy. And then probably 25% of them have some hiccups, but not bad. And then 25% of them have problems. So it is what it is. I'll say our rejection ratio, if I take your loan app, meaning that you've got a contract and stuff, our rejection ratio is very minimum. Very, 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 very minimum.
Which is huge.
If you can keep your, I always tell people, keep your eye on the ball. The ball is getting the house. You know, all the aggravating between each other just doesn't make it happen any faster.
So we've got through the whole process and see, it's a long process.
Yeah, and it can be fun or it can be not fun. It depends on your attitude.
It also depends on your realtor and your lender.
Exactly. We have very good attitudes. But that's, oh God, from the beginning to the end. And our attitude's going to be very, very good. Now, let me tell you, if you call my office and you gripe about me, do remember my mother's the one that answers the phone.
The Mary Sue.
Yeah, and that's not a smart move on your part whatsoever because we do work hard. I mean, it's not like we're not there. I mean, we get there at 6:30 in the morning and I work late. So it's not like we're not trying. Again, if we've got a problem, there's a reason for the problem. Bear with us and let's just get through it. Get you your house and everybody be happy.
Yeah, but Mary Sue's told me point blank, this was just the other day, that I am her favorite ex-son.
That's exactly right. So you can get through.
So that's what I call. I go, hi. Can I get you anything?
Yeah, but I mean, just be kind to everybody. I mean, you know, that your mama should have taught you that, is that everybody should be kind to everybody.
What is it? Catch more flies with honey than vinegar.
Oh, yeah. And that's exactly what it's like. And again, you have very few ugly people, but who do you remember? The ugly people. I had someone yesterday, and I'm so proud of this. We closed yesterday, and these were the sweetest VA people, sweethearts of people. And I'm doing their loan, and I'm doing their seller's loan. Well, they got to close yesterday, and the lady, she said, I just wanted to tell you, and I needed it so bad. She said, I went on Facebook to look for a lender. Now, I'm not a good Facebook person, okay? So I would never go on Facebook and look for a lender.
Peggy does our Facebook for the office.
Okay, that's me. I'm just not very good at it. But she said she went on Facebook, and she asked for a lender, and somebody said my name. And she said that there was comments after comments after comments about, yes, go see her, go see her, go see her, go see her. That made me feel so good. So, you know, positive is much better than you being a poop head to us. I mean, that just doesn't work well.
Well, and you're not Mother Teresa, remember that. So you can't fix everybody's problems.
That's right. We try to be. And that again, is probably my biggest downfall, is trying to fix all problems, because some problems can't be fixed.
Well, and Vicky works in there. Her sister works
with
her.
Oh, my goodness. Vicky works right beside me, and she works on a lot of the credit.
Don't tell Vicky I said she was sweetest.
Yeah, you don't want her to know that. And then Kara, which is Vicky's daughter-in-law, works in there with us. And then I have my daughter and Vicky's daughter that work out of the house. Then Vonna, who's worked with us forever, who is my best friend. And she's got like 30-something years experience, works for us out of her house. And so the good thing about that is that she's don't have people calling and coming in. And so she can handle things immediately when I give them to her. So it's wonderful. I mean, we've got a great team. And again, most of the time it works out good. It's just that sometimes when it doesn't, just like I said, just bear with us. Let's all work together and everybody be happy and hold hands and love each other slapping each other around.
And I told people this too. Pick you a good realtor and pick you a good lender. Because remember this, the realtor doesn't get paid and the lender doesn't get paid if the loan doesn't work.
Exactly.
So we're on your side.
Mm-hmm. And I have never done a loan because of the size of it, big or little. So we're not in it about, that's exactly right. I've always told people, because people will say something about how much money, you know, what kind of a commission do you make or what do you, I don't worry about that. If I do enough loans, I'm going to make a good living. I don't care.
Exactly.
I give away the farm.
But sometimes
for
the first
problems.
One, how many deals have we done? I've done the deal and you did the loan, and it was the first time home buyer. They go, can we get a picture of the keys?
That's why we do what we do.
That's cool.
That is why we do what we do.
We used to take a break and all that, which, you know, with Val, we didn't do that. So, folks, we're running out of time. Val, you got any last words? First off, how did they get a hold of you?
659-4949. Or come by and see us at Crockett National Bank. We're on the third floor of Crockett, 502 South Coingheim.
Easy
right
to find.
Across the street from the river, the Visitor Center. Yeah,
easy
right on the river.
Hey, folks, there was a lot of good information this morning. I hope you got it. And if you didn't, you can always go to sallison.com and you can rehear all our stories. It'll be under mortgages. So easy to find, sallison.com. If you have any questions, you can always call Scott Allison Real Estate, 949-5575. Or for your mortgages, call Valerie.
659-4949.
Easy numbers. Freeze. Folks, thanks for listening in to Cool 100, our new home for real estate and you. Have a great day.